In a single moment every year in medical schools across the country, students experience a unique initiation known as Match Day.
Here in Hawaii, that moment began at 6 a.m. last Friday.
Coffee was being brewed and anticipation grew as 72 med school seniors and their families and friends filled the auditorium at the John A. Burns School of Medicine in Kaka'ako.
Daniel Estes.
Decked in lei, each student was handed a white envelope. All at once, they tore them open. In it, a single sheet of paper that tells them which residency program they'd be training in after graduation. That's internal medicine student Keola Mo Yi. She's lucky. She's one of the 27 students out of the more than 70 this year who don't have to leave Hawaii for her post-grad training.
I'll be here at UH next year.
Winning one of Hawaii's highly coveted residencies is rare, says Dr. Larry Burgess, Director of Student Affairs at the medical school.
It's a fact. About two-thirds will go away and do residencies, and part of it is there's some specialties we're just not going to have residencies here for.
Like radiology, neurology, anesthesiology, and others. The other problem is a 20-plus-year-old cap on federal funding for U.S. residency programs. Dr. Jennifer Walker is the interim director of the state's only neighbor island residency program in Hilo.
We had over 800 applications for the four slots that we're filling this year. Our faculty have come from all over the nation to be able to train residents here at Hilo Medical Center, and it's really, unfortunately, a national set number that holds steady the number of training programs that are available.
For those that do go away, there's no guarantee that they'll be back to help alleviate the persistent doctor shortage. The latest physician workforce assessment found the state short a little over 500 doctors. That number is closer to 800 if you count island-specific healthcare needs.
It's difficult in Hawaii because our cost of living is high and our salaries are lower than the rest of the country.
Dr. Kelly Withy directs the Hawaii Pacific Basin Area Health Education Center and is in charge of conducting the annual workforce survey.
We would have to probably double to triple the size of all the training programs.
That's if the state hopes to solve the doctor shortage. Back at match day ceremonies, I found a joyfully tearful Selena Hayashi. She was paired with her top residency choice in family medicine in Seattle.
I have to get ready to move.
Unlike many of her peers who are also going away, she plans to come back.
Oh yes, absolutely. I'm from Maui and plan to go back to Maui.
The challenge is how to convince more budding doctors like Hayashi to do the same and return to Hawaii. Kuvehi Hirishi, HPR News.